On Thursday, the CDC eased mask rules for people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. A focus of Vermont Governor Phil Scott's latest briefing on Friday morning was the state's response to the announcement. Republican Phil Scott announced that he is extending the state's emergency order for another month, but revising it to match the new CDC guidance.
This will mean those who are fully vaccinated no longer need to wear masks indoors or outdoors, nor do they need to be concerned with physical distancing. Now, I understand there might be some who are still uncomfortable, a little hesitant, and that's okay. That's their choice, and I sincerely hope Vermonters can show understanding. But the fact is, if you're fully vaccinated, the health experts at the CDC have determined there is very little risk. And it's time to reward all the hard work you've done over the past 14 months.
Vermont Health Commissioner Dr. Mark Levine said the easing of mask restrictions highlights the benefits of getting vaccinated.
We have been eagerly awaiting this and know that it is based on current science, research, and data. And studies increasingly are showing three big things. First, our vaccines are working in the real world. Second, our vaccines have proven to be effective against the virus variants now circulating in the U.S. And third, if you are vaccinated, you are less likely to spread the virus.
Vermont Education Secretary Dan French noted that the removal of mask restrictions does not apply in schools conducting in-person instruction.
Basically, we still have a large number of people in the school buildings, namely the students themselves, that are not vaccinated. So we have to keep that at the forefront of our planning as we're thinking about the future.
Governor Scott says while the CDC announcement was a surprise, Vermont officials had already been considering easing the state's mask guidance.
We ourselves have been talking about this for 2 or 3 weeks and wondering when the right time was. So regardless of whether they had come out with this yesterday, I believe in the next few days we would have announced something similar anyways.
The Vermont Forward Plan includes a goal of fully reopening by July 4th that sets incremental vaccine targets. Governor Scott reported that the state has already met the June 1st vaccination goal and is moving to the next step 2 weeks ahead of schedule.
What step three means, there will no longer be a testing requirement for travel, and capacity limits will increase, both indoors and outdoors.
But Scott added he is concerned that lower vaccination rates for those between 18 and 30 could become a stumbling block.
The longer that underperforms, the least likely we are to remove all restrictions before the 4th of July. The sooner the vaccination rate increases, is a higher likelihood that we could get there before the 4th of July.
You can watch Governor Scott's briefing at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.